Well, you've certainly described the grays in quite a bit of detail. I'd like to do the reptilians, if we could, the same way. As much as you can tell me about the physical characteristics, differences, tell me about the reptilians.
Yeah, there's different species of them. And there's one type that are just huge. They're 9-10 feet tall.
Oh.
They look like monster linebackers. Huge, thick necks.
You are a football fan.
Yeah. Scales. American red, white, and blue.
Really scales, huh?
USA one all the way. But anyway, yeah, scaled. Snake-like, scaly, small scales. Let me just stick with that one for now. They have, their pupils are red. Their eyes look like that of, in fact, all the, what would, again, commonly be referred, they never said we're reptilians, but yeah, would be referred to as them, have, the snake-like or lizard-like eyes. But the big ones, I think what fascinates me about them is that their skulls or their heads, they're not pretty to look at, and they made it easy on me in the beginning by screen imaging or putting holograms of like a human face in front of their face so I wouldn't be scared when, well, I get into that. But their foreheads, where your cognitive ability is or your thinking is, mm-hmm, it's like their brains that protrude out or protruded out at birth or whatever it is, and they hang out over their, like their brow, over their eyes, and some is lumpy, some of it sticks out further than others, so it's like that part of the brain is super overdeveloped. That type, and they're all, again, telepathic. Then there's another kind that, now these are more human too. They have emotions, meaning they have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They communicate slowly, which I can get into that in a little bit, but I'm describing them. Again, my experiences with them are 3, 5, 8%, somewhere in that nature over the last 20 or 18 years. For all I know, they're in control. I don't know, because that it was like the grays brought me to the point of a more normal interaction, and then they started coming to the picture in the latter years.
Was there any sense, Jim, that the reptilians and the grays were from, for example, the same planetary system? Or do you think you were experiencing some sort of, for lack of a better phrase, Galactic Federation ship with creatures from different planetary systems?
And you have to use the word sense, because they're not real forthcoming when it comes to that. I'm more inclined to believe that they're interdimensional, but that they can be in one dimension. They can be like 60 or 70% in one dimension and 30 or 40% in our dimension to do the work.
Oh.
If they need to be more in this dimension to physically move objects, then they may be 60 or 70% here. And of course, most of the time they can be 100%. I think what I've learned is that these guys just don't die. And if they do, they live, because, well, this is the messages later for people that I've gotten in about death. But anyway, they go on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So where they're from isn't anything to do with where they're at now, if I'm making sense to you.
Yes, you are.
Because they travel time like you would work a remote control. In fact, if you remind me, I can tell you an experience where they returned me 3 minutes before I left, and I saw myself, and I saw the sequence of everything, and it was fascinating. And so I can tell you about being at the same place at the same time and what that's like and how one sees the other and the other one doesn't and that kind of stuff.